47 seconds that may have saved basketball forever. Literally 47 seconds of pure basketball bliss. Maybe this is something that could attract Giannis, and Madison Square Garden could be really, really, really rock.
Welcome to the Sports on Tap Brothers podcast. And I'm George. And with me, always, my little brother, Sammy.
Now, let's tap in and get this podcast rolling.
A lot has changed in the NBA after last night because of what the New York Knicks did to the Philadelphia 76ers. And I truly believe these statements that this could become one of those nights that is a turning point in NBA history. Now, that's not because I think the Knicks are going to actually win the NBA championship this year, nor do I think that the Sixers have a chance to win the NBA championship this year. But there was something that happened last night that I think might finally take Knicks fans out of their misery and take Knicks fans into a point where they could see a future being built with a team that is pretty damn good and plays pretty damn hard. Now, before I get to that point and why I think that this is a huge, huge deal and why I actually think the Knicks could really take this moment and springboard really big into NBA history, let's talk about last night for a second. The Sixers threw haymakers at the Knicks. Joel Embiid was playing with one knee, and frankly, he looked like he was just holding on for dear life. And the New York Knicks fans were chanting at him, F Embiid, F Embiid, F Embiid. We got to stay cool with the YouTube algorithm here. And Joel Embiid will never be a New York Knicks after probably hearing all that, but the crazier things have happened. Two, they threw their best shot, but the Knicks fans, one, they actually played a huge, huge role in propelling the team to actually win the basketball game. And that's huge because I feel like in basketball, we understand that home court advantage is important, but we don't give it as much credit as we do to other sports like football. But it seems like it's a pretty damn big deal because here we are in the NBA playoffs so far, and not one, as of this recording, which is happening on Tuesday morning, not one road team has won a game so far in the NBA playoffs, which is pretty insane. And just goes to show that, hey, teams worked hard for home court advantage, and they've taken care of that home court advantage throughout the playoffs. Pretty cool, if you ask me. Now, here are some key points of the game. The end of the game, I know a lot of people say that Tyrese Maxey might have been fouled by Jalen Brunson. You can see he kind of pulled that hip out a little bit on the inbound pass. And then after that, mayhem broke loose. Tyrese Maxey, I think, just kind of gave out his body and fell, looking for a foul. Wasn't called. I don't think it was a foul at that point. Maybe the grab at the beginning of the inbound pass was a foul. Then Dante Divincenzo, I can never pronounce his name correctly, hits a three. You know the rest of the story. The Knicks win. Mayhem up 2-0. Embiid after the game calls it unacceptable, says they're still going to come back and win the series. I would doubt it pretty highly here. Now, what do I think is the major impact here on NBA history? Now, it sounds crazy, right? Major impact. There's a game two of round one, Sixers, Knicks. I think for the first time ever, I think people were watching. Social media was going crazy. And it seems like the New York Knicks have a culture that can actually attract a free agent, a culture that someone would say, you know what? I want to go play in New York. Someone like Giannis might have been watching that game. I know the Bucks are still in the playoffs, but be like, damn, the Garden is on fire right now. And I would love to be a part of that if things don't go well in Milwaukee. I truly believe he could say that. You could see maybe someone else. I'm not sure who is another superstar that could be disgruntled down the line watching that and say, wow, the Garden looks sick. Now, it's so far down the line, but someone like Anthony Edwards, I mean, I know it's too early. He's a great player. Things are going good in Minnesota, but we've seen players want to jump to big markets. The Garden would go crazy for Anthony Edwards. Someone like Zion, who seems like he's finally getting it done in a good way with the Pelicans, but maybe he looks at that and is like, damn, imagine the Garden with me in it. And I think yesterday is the first time in a long time where people might have been watching the Garden and saying, I want to be part of something special. I want to be part of his team of Jalen Brunson. I want to be part of his team of Tom Thibodeau, who, by the way, unfortunately, is the only issue here is the coach players voted they least like to play for in the NBA. That's because he, let's be frank, they play hard. He makes them play defense, and he doesn't take any bullshit. So players, of course, don't want to take any bullshit. But he's running a freaking amazing ship with these Knicks. And this is without Julius Randle, arguably their second best player. This is with OG Anunoby, who's been in and out of the lineup. They're the two seed. And then yesterday, all that came into fruition in that last 47 seconds, the 47 seconds that might have changed basketball forever in New York. It might write the future of the franchise in New York City. A city I'm not even from, but it gets me excited. That, you know, when you say New York City, you have that like feeling in your heart, like I wanted to be good at basketball because I like to see the Garden rocking. And last night, the Garden rocked. And this could attract major free agency down the line. All right, my name is George on Tap. Today, this is a solo pod. We call it a tap on our channel without my brother Sammy on Tap. If you like our football on channels and our football content, you can find it in the link in the description. You can listen to the podcast. There will be an audio version of this rant. So make sure you like and subscribe. Leave a comment. Do you think this could actually help the New York Knicks change free agency forever?